Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Nall back to punt now for the Sooners, and Texas with a golden opportunity if they can cash in. He's going to fake it. Nall takes off. Right side open.
October 11th, 2008 was a Chamber of Commerce day in Dallas as blue skies and warm weather came together for a great one in the Red River rivalry.
This is a lean, mean football team.
And what a game it was. It was scoring a go-go as Oklahoma gets first on the board, jumping out to the early lead, marching down the field, and finding themselves on the Longhorns' 5. When Sam Bradford, with two receivers to the right, set up in the shotgun formation, fakes it right, looks left, and finds Manuel Johnson on a perfectly run-out pass.
Bradford, though, pumps left. Now comes back. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Manuel Johnson
on a perfectly run-out pass, catching it on the sidelines and diving over the pylon to put Oklahoma up 7-0. The birds were singing in Sooner land. And the skies were blue and shining with sun. But hold on just a second. Here came Texas back with a field goal of their own, cutting the lead to 4. Early in the second quarter, the Sooners were back at it again, running the old bobble-rooski as Bradford from 8 yards out dumps it to Jermaine Gresham, who coughs it up, bobbles it once, bobbles it twice, right into the hands of teammate Ryan Boyle, who with a giant smile on his face grabs the ball out of the air and into the end zone for another bobble-rooski Sooner touchdown.
First and goal, and not hesitate. Moving the pocket right and left. Receipt juggle. Caught in the end zone. Ricochet. Touchdown. Broyles caught it. Broyles caught the ricochet from Jermaine Gresham. You'll see it.
Shaking their heads, the Longhorns immediately knew they had to answer, and they did. On the very next play, as the Sooners were set to kick off and take control on defense. But Jordan Shipley had other plans. Catching the ball at his own 5-yard line, he had an open field in front of him, busting it up the middle, finding a hole, and breaking free. Shipley found himself in the end zone, dancing and dancing, and keeping Texas alive early in this game.
Return from the 5-yard line is Shipley. Big hole, Shipley, end zone ahead, folks. Touchdown, Longhorns.
Oklahoma wanted to fire back right away. Just 2 minutes later on their next drive, the Sooners found themselves in a second and long situation. Opting to go no huddle, Bradford lined up in the shotgun again. And with more than enough time and room to throw, he hit a wide-open Jermaine Gresham along the left hash, who took it 52 yards to the house, extending Oklahoma's lead by 11.
Stands tall in the pocket, has all day, and wide open is Gresham. Headed in zone. Touchdown, Sooners!
Confident and cocky, Oklahoma thought this would be another Texas blowout. But in this Red River rivalry, Texas came to play as Colt McCoy set up under center on the Sooners' 1-yard line. McCoy pitched it to Cody Johnson. Johnson, with blockers in front, pushed through the OU defense, using every inch of his body to break the plane for a touchdown.
Johnson behind Miller, going to the corner, stretches for the pylon, touchdown.
The Longhorns now able to narrow Oklahoma's lead down to 1 as Hunter Lawrence hit a 33-yard field goal just 4 minutes later as the clock struck double zeros going into halftime.
So Hunter Lawrence will attempt a 33-yard field goal, our last play of the first half, attempting to make this a one-point game and setting up what should be a fine second half here in Dallas.
This game was back and forth and back and forth all day. Texas needed a score if they wanted to stay in the game. On the Longhorns' next drive, they marched to the Oklahoma 2-yard line. And on third and goal, Colt McCoy dropped back to pass. With more than enough time, he was able to fire a rocket to Jordan Shipley, who caught it coming across the back of the end zone for his second touchdown of the day.
For the most part, they have stopped McCoy from hurting them while running. He's going to throw for it. Got a man open. Touchdown, Texas. Shipley again.
And just 4 minutes later, Lawrence was able to hit another 28-yard field goal to give Texas the lead for the first time in the day. As the fourth quarter started, this was all Texas for the rest, as Shipley caught a pass over the middle and brought it to the Sooners' one-yard line. And with 7.5 minutes to go, Cody Johnson, in the I formation, took a drive up the middle and marched into the end zone.
Johnson, Miller, Obanaya. Johnson right straight ahead for the touchdown. That's his second score of the day as Texas regains the lead.
Adding a successful two-point conversion, Texas took the lead 38-35.
The Horns obviously will go for two to see if they can put it on a three-point difference here. 7.5 minutes remaining. Juggled. Cosby's got it.
And as Texas continued to dominate, just 3 minutes later, as the quarter and game wound to an end, they were back on the Oklahoma 2-yard line in the I formation again, as Johnson took another dive up the middle for the last score of the game, sealing the deal.
Johnson to the end zone. Touchdown.
And again, this Texas offensive line, the confidence really coming on here, taking control of things against the Oklahoma Sooner front.
45-35 as Texas beats Oklahoma on a Bluebird Day in the Cotton Bowl.
And the Red River rivalry comes up. Texas and Colt McCoy
in the 2008 Red River rivalry.